Hello, and welcome to What Therapy, The Power of Choice. This is Sandra. In this segment, we hear from somatic movement educator and facilitator, Tara Eden, who's based in Thailand, where she offers retreats, workshops, and one-on-one personal sessions. She also travels to Singapore and Dubai, among many other places, to share about somatic movement. What is somatic movement? Why is it a brain tool and a tool to transform every area of your life? Tara will answer these and other questions here for you. If you're ready to be curious, to approach your life with a sense of renewal, or if you're ready for more ease, be sure to check the calendar on our website at www.whattherapy.com for Tara's upcoming offerings. Thank you for joining us today.
My name is Tara Eden, and I am a somatic movement educator, facilitator. I have an extensive background in many different movement modalities, especially the Feldenkrais method, yoga, creative movement, and movement therapy. There's an expression that neurons that fire together wire together, and that essentially means that in very basic brain science, when certain, let's say, movement patterns become very automatic, distinct mobilizations end up getting grouped together as one gross movement. So, for example, if I wanted to pick up a glass off the table, if I always do that, holding my breath and lifting my shoulder and kind of contracting the side of my neck, eventually my brain translates immediately all of those individual movement parts to the execution of one specific movement. Whereas when we improve our awareness and we can sense and differentiate our parts, then we can find more comfortable, arguably more balanced, more efficient, more elegant, more easeful ways of organizing ourselves in our movements. So if you're someone that sits a lot, then you might be interested in finding out how your brain has overly simplified to accommodate the repetition of being in a seated posture. And it's actually sort of given up paying attention to a lot of parts of you. So with a practice like somatic movement, we start bringing our awareness to many parts of ourselves, and again, differentiating parts of ourselves. And in doing that, we literally flush our brains with new information. And once your brain has an abundance of resources, an abundance of information, then it has choices. Instead of just having your default setting, I sit like this, I breathe like this, I move my eyes like this, then it starts to have access to organizing the entire nervous system so that you can operate in other ways. I have created my company called the Somatic Movement Project, which is essentially a resource for people to improve their sensing and their feeling of connectivity with their bodies and to understand the process of embodying is extremely important in terms of welcoming a different way of being, another way of being. And that way of being is separate from the restrictions or limitations of our busy minds and multiple stresses and distractions. Why I created the Somatic Movement Project is because I have observed with so many people that I've both worked with and that I love, that are dear to me, that for whatever reason have been cut off from their sensory awareness of their bodies and the ways that they experience pain or discomfort or a lack of clarity. And it's been through my experience and my personal practice and my work that I've understood how movement can be a resource to not only find ease and peace in your body, but also ease and peace in your emotional body, in your thought patterns, your thought behavior, And at the end of the day, the more aware you are of yourself, the less you're controlled by your own habitual behaviors. So for me, somatic movement is a resource for personal liberation. It puts the control back in your hands in terms of how you want to navigate your life instead of just navigating yourself in a way that you always have because you learned it from the social, political circumstances of your upbringings. So why is movement important? Well, movement is important because we have bodies that were built to move. Because movement supports the functioning of not just our bones and our tissues, but also our systems. It also affects our mental health, overall feeling of well-being. And somatic movement should not be confused with regular movement, though of course there's overlap. Somatic movement is in reference to soma, which means essentially the body sensed from within. And so somatic movement is about moving in a way that one way or another improves your awareness. It also should not be confused with a practice like yoga, where you take lessons and you're taught how to move and what you should feel and where you should or could feel it. Somatic movement is about using your own body as your own learning laboratory to understand about yourself, not just physically, but also mentally and emotionally. So the difference between somatic movement and something like yoga or Zumba or other movement practices gets a bit confusing, because if somatic is referring to the body sensed from within, you could say, well, then any movement practice could be somatic. And I would have to say that that's true. Any movement practice could be somatic. However, generally speaking, in a group class environment, the emphasis is not on the sensory experience, it's on the execution of a particular pattern or sequence or outcome. And then there's a broader motivation toward fitness or strengthening or weight loss. And of course, I don't fault any of those things or any of those practices, but I think it's important to make a clear delineation between the two. I think they're a wonderful complement to one another. I think that the work that I do in somatic movement feeds directly into any other movement practice, because you can always enhance what you're already doing with improved awareness, sensory awareness. It also feeds into regular life, because awareness isn't going to discriminate. If you become more sensory aware of your own breathing or pain or sensations in your body, you also become more aware of other things. You're more sensitive to what you are observing. You're more sensitive to how you're feeling when you're speaking. So if you have a tendency toward emotional reactivity in one way or another, or a tendency toward withholding, all of that we experience first in the body. And the more you can improve that awareness, the more, again, you don't need to be a victim to your own emotional reactions. You can observe yourself, understand, this is part of my process. And then, maybe you choose to do things differently. Maybe you can't. But the difference is, instead of just blindly doing the thing that you always do, you can at least observe your own process. I don't know if anyone even knows what somatic movement is. It seems like it's creeping up in the yoga world. I personally believe that it's going to be the next big thing, because it is such a valuable resource, because it's not something that you need a teacher for, and because it's so applicable to pretty much any avenue you can think of in your life. It's a tool, it's a brain tool that you can use to improve anything else that you're doing in your life. It's really profound in that way. So I would say the misconception about the work that I do is either that it is yoga or that it is meditation, which it is neither, and also that it's not for me. A lot of people feel the work that I do is not for them because they like doing activities that they feel immediate results, that they feel gratification, that they feel the burn. And in somatic movement, we are initiating a process of being in a different way. And that's complicated to talk about and wholly experiential. So I think many people think, oh, that's not for me because it sounds boring. And for many people, it probably is boring. It's something that you have to be curious and willing to do the work for. It's not a class where you shut off and let the teacher drive. You go and it's an active process of interacting and connecting to yourself. And then stopping that interaction, that connection, and also being able to observe is an extremely valuable tool for anybody that is ready to get out of their own way and start approaching their physical activities or aspects of their lives or their relationships with a renewed sense of self, a renewed sense of potential, a renewed sense of ease and curiosity. It's difficult to describe in words what my classes offer because they're experiences, they're not theories, and it's something that's facilitated, not taught. I don't consider myself a teacher. I consider myself a facilitator. So what I do is provide the space and the conditions for learning, for self-learning, for self-discovery. And if and when a student is ready to initiate that process, then the only thing required is curiosity. But I guarantee that the fundamental concept of shifting into an embodied state is something that is priceless for anyone.